Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
It is time to talk music with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you doing today?
Very well.
Very good.
Very well.
Good.
It's Friday to begin with, so that's always a plus. You know.
Always.
Are you one of those people who's superstitious and worries about 13s, and then a Friday the 13th pops up and it gets super bad for you?
I just don't talk about it.
Okay.
So I'm not superstitious at all.
You're not. You have no superstitions.
I mean, I have a few.
Okay.
Right.
Before
you review a concert, you know, you have to have your notebook a certain way and your pen positioned a certain way on the notebook. And not really.
Oh.
Trying to come up with good ones.
So you don't have any? You don't have?
Not that I know of.
Really?
I mean,
okay.
I know on the golf. I know, like, I don't know if it counts as superstition. They're just, you know, OCD. You know, like if you know when you're golfing, you do things a certain way. Or
well, there's a checklist you go through there.
Yeah. Jerry Kramer, who finally made it in the Hall of Fame this year, he didn't want anyone using tape after he had used a roll.
Huh.
After they, you know, taped his ankles and whatever else, they had the tape on Jerry. He said, "Now you got to throw that roll away. Use that piece of tape. Any tape on that roll, now it must be thrown away."
Well, it worked. He's going to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it took long enough.
Well, yeah, that was the writer's fault. So, okay, let's talk about music news. Here's one. I just want to get started with this. Big Tom Petty box set is coming out this fall.
This is going to make everybody a little bit excited. It's going to be a 4-disc 60-some tracks, as well as a 2-disc version that'll come out. Tons and tons of unreleased stuff. Unreleased live and studio material. Like I said, 60 songs total. His daughter, Adria, and his wife, Dana, were the ones who are compiling it, along with Mike Campbell and Ben Montench from the Heartbreakers. And it's just going to be, you know, one of these treasure troves of really great stuff we haven't heard before.
I'd feel much better if it read Big Box Set of Tom Petty. Because Big Tom Petty sounds like, I don't know.
Brawny, like a paper towel?
Right, like
yeah,
a...
He wasn't that big.
No, it sounds like a political boss or something.
But yeah, now that is going to come out on September 28th.
Now, Rock brought this up earlier this morning. I said, yeah, box sets of unreleased stuff, Rock. That's usually, you get those and you go, well, this is why it was unreleased. But Rock said the stuff he's heard is really good.
Oh, so, you know, well, Tom Petty has released a lot of unreleased stuff over the years, and you know, apparently has a bunch more that he can release. But it's usually of high quality, and a lot depends on, do you as a fan, you know, do you want to hear this other version of American Girl or Don't Come Around Here No More or any of the other songs you know and love. And it's exciting sometimes to hear. Lots of bands have songs that were good enough to come out and just didn't for one reason or another. They didn't feel it fit the flow of the album. There were too many other songs like it. But then you listen to it, you finally get to hear it, and it's like, yeah, that's a good song, too, and I'm happy to have it.
They're just like bubble songs. They just didn't make the cut. They were
right.
Yeah, the right, 56th
and that doesn't mean they're bad songs.
All right, now the big question for me, is it going to be out on vinyl?
Oh, yeah.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
I can get it on vinyl?
Yep.
And play it on my...
Yes.
And
play it on your turntable.
And play it on my turntable.
Yep.
Excellent.
Or you could get the CD and the vinyl and just look at the vinyl package where you're playing the CD. Or the download.
Yeah.
Is that too?
So it'll be available in all forms.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What's Sharon Osbourne's film going to be like?
Who knows? I mean, she's come out and said she's going to make a film about her early courtship with Ozzy when they first met. Sharon, of course, is the daughter of Don Arden, who was this kind of cutthroat manager in England. He handled Electric Light Orchestra, Small Faces, Humble Pie, and also Black Sabbath. But when Ozzy split from Black Sabbath, Don Arden wasn't going to manage him, so Sharon took it over, and first as manager, and then they became a couple. So it's going to focus on the early days. It's not going to, you know, get into the later stuff and the, you know, the infidelities, the Osbournes on MTV. She promises it's going to be a tearjerker.
Really?
Does not say whether those are tears of happiness or laughter or
you say this
mentality.
You sound like you're saying this with a little bit of disgust in your voice.
No, I wouldn't call it disgust, just let's say healthy skepticism.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's a far more interesting story in the whole marriage, not just the early days. I mean, granted, they were apparently an unlikely pair, and she saved Ozzy's life and his career. But I'd like to, I don't know, you know, we'll see how, it'll be interesting to see how they choose to end it and where they choose to end it.
Are Jack and Ozzy still rampaging around the world in a truck
still
or
doing,
a car?
Yeah, they're still filming that. I think they got the green light for that. The second series, I don't think, has aired yet, and I think they got a green light for a third season.
Yeah, all right.
So, you know, why not, right?
How is it possible?
I should watch it, I think.
Oh, it's fun.
I've heard it's pretty good. It's actually pretty educational.
Yeah.
How is it possible Taylor Swift has more top 20 hits than Elton John?
It just happened. How, you know?
Does that make all right? So, what conclusions should we draw from this?
You know, I think it's more about the methodology. The same way that Drake, you know, just broke the Beatles records for the most simultaneous songs in the top 10, you know, last week. And this is really about digital culture and how immediately you can get songs, how quickly. They can become top 10 and top 20 hits. You can have a song now debut at number one, and that used to not be the case.
But
you have to wait for it to make its slow march up the chart to number one.
Just the act of recording and mixing is easier with digital than it is with all the
everything is. So you know you get
tape.
And it all comes out at once. And because we're buying, you know, the marketplace, people are buying songs now, you know, more than albums. Then, you know, you can have 5, 6, or in Drake's case, 7 songs simultaneously in the top 10, or you can be a Taylor Swift and have a bunch of top 20 hits.
I'm all for technology and change and all that stuff, and, you know, there's going to be the snobs who say it doesn't sound as good or whatever, blah, 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 whatever. But you can't compare the two then because it's not the same platform. Elton John was working from a totally different platform than Taylor Swift has been.
He was, but you still can note, and it is newsworthy, that Taylor Swift now has.
The part that really kills him is that she's prettier than him. That's the part that really bothers him.
And that he's really a girl, and that she's really a girl.
Wow.
Now, as we continue to.
You said that.
I did say that. Now, and, you know, something else sobering. So, you know, this puts Taylor at 41 top 20 hits. The most is Elvis Presley with 48.
Well, she's going to shoot by
him. She's going to break that.
That's a no-brainer.
She will be. She will be number one.
But again, you can't really. We need to draw a line somewhere.
Just you know, find some place in the timeline and draw a line through it.
Yeah, they won't.
Modern era.
They won't.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury's vocals are going to be used in the new movie, the Bohemian Rhapsody movie, because what? They're just better than anything else that's out there now.
They are the real deal. It's kind of not a surprise here, but Rami Malek, who's playing Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, can't sing like Freddie Mercury. Who can? So what they're going to do is they're going to be using some of Queen's master tapes, and then a Canadian singer named Mark Martel is doing additional vocals to kind of enhance what Freddie has. They haven't quite explained how that works. But they are going to be Freddie, you know, they are going to be at the core of Freddie's vocals that you're going to hear during this film. And that's as it should be. I wouldn't want, you know, I don't want to hear Rami Malek sing.
It wouldn't sound like.
I want them to sound like Queen songs in the movie, you know.
Yeah, I think others can pull off like an Elvis imitation here or there, or didn't Sissy Spacek sing in Coal Miner's Daughter?
Yeah, she did that, and you had, what's his name, Rivers Cuomo did Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
No, that wasn't Rivers Cuomo.
River Phoenix.
Sorry, I'm thinking of, we have Weezer here tonight.
Yeah.
I'm thinking Rivers Cuomo, but River Phoenix, you know, did Johnny Cash. So every now and then it works, but, you know, I mean, with Freddie Mercury, it's iconic, and it's too familiar. You can't mess around with that. It needs the songs need to sound right.
Not that they needed it, but that carpool karaoke kicked up Beatle album sales.
Yeah, well,
with the McCartney.
Surprise! They're Beatles, and of course McCartney sales. The Beatles have a bunch of songs back on the digital song sales chart, including "Let It Be," "Blackbird," "Hey Jude," "Penny Lane," "Oh Blah Dee Oh Blah Dee," "Here Comes the Sun." Those were all the first five. Were part of the carpool karaoke. McCartney, meanwhile, you know, a bunch of his albums and songs, you know, went crazy on the charts as well, including the new single that he kind of premiered as part of the carpool karaoke.
And it was just awesome to see too. It was the greatest carpool karaoke.
They ought to just stop carpool karaoke.
Well,
you're not going to top it.
They just need to know that they're not going to do better than
right.
that if they're going to continue it. That is as good as it's ever going to get. And plus, it's a good template for other artists going, well, Paul's really successful and he seems to be okay. Just
right.
having a go with
they
James
could do
Corden.
That. I'll just, you know, as long as you're talking huge selling artists, they could do that with Elton John.
Yeah, well, Corden hasn't had much trouble getting people.
Yeah.
For this. So, but I think you're right. I think it will hammer in to other artists that this is a good thing to do. So it'll make it even that much more in demand.
We've been tracking Justin Bieber's engagement all since it happened. Anything else we
should
know?
Sorry about that. No, he's still engaged.
He took a helicopter out to visit the parents, and he asked Stephen Baldwin for the permission, right?
Right. The whole thing gave her a big rock, apparently. They're engaged, you know. Good for him. I mean, you know, it's a sign, maybe.
Where will we be 1 year from now with this? What position will this relationship be in?
I thought he was going to go flying off into the, you know, outer galaxy.
Well, a lot of people thought he was going to go flying off into the next mortal coil, or they're go flying away from the mortal coil.
Right.
And he's not, and that was due to, you know, kind of good active management and a lot of people stepping up to really help this steer this guy back on path. So this could be it. I mean, this could be good. You know, a good relationship. You know, maybe in a year they're married.
All right.
Right. So,
well,
okay.
And he can do carpool karaoke. Sure.
Let's hope. You know, he's in good shape. Ariana Grande's happy.
Britney Spears brought it around.
You know, it can happen, and why not root for the kid?
All right.
Well, right. We're just so used to seeing, got famous, got a lot of money, did a lot of drugs.
Flamed out or died.
All right. And finally, what do you want to go to for the last?
Well, we should address the Emmy Award nominations that just came out. Music always a part of it. The Grammy Awards, Jesus Christ Superstar Live, were nominated for Variety Special. The musical direction category has Bruno Mars, Davy Johnstone of Elton John's band for the Grammy salute, the Super Bowl halftime show with Justin Timberlake, the Oscars, and Tony Bennett's Library of Congress Gershwin Music Prize special. So there will be some music winners there.
I am pulling for Davy Johnstone. I've been a big fan ever since I was a kid. For those of you who don't know who Davy Johnstone is, Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. That's him on guitar.
He's Elton John's guitarist forever. And
Bitch is Back. That's his guitar
licks. The manager once.
It would be a really nice thing to see him win that.
How old is Davey now?
Davey's got to be in his 70s as well.
Yeah. His hands are still nimble enough to.
He still plays a good guitar. That blonde hair still looks like it's back in the 70s.
How was your dinner with Jonathan Cain last night?
That was nice. It was funny. I went from the tour opener of Marilyn Manson and Rob Zombie here on Wednesday night to dinner with Born Again Jonathan Cain from Journey on Thursday night. So from hell to heaven in 24 hours.
Did you ask him about that whole Neil Sean Twitter?
Yeah, he says, you know, they've kind of kissed and made up, that Jonathan's biography, his memoir, is actually what brought them back together. He said he got an email from Neil, who never emails him, saying, dude, I love your book, and the tour right now with Def Leppard has been nothing but good.
Okay, so they're good. They're happy again.
Yeah.
All right,
that's great, and they're ready to rock. And he even says we may see some new Journey music soon.
All right, Gary, you did it again. You did it again. You covered all the music news.
Not all of it, but a lot. Happy Friday the 13th.
All right.
Happy birthday, Brian.
Thank you.
All right, Gary, we'll talk to you next Friday.
Bye bye.
Gary Graff, our music guy. He's, you know what? I'm going to call him this: the nicest music guy out there too.